News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 AM. Good morning, Carl and Linda Bott. 530-605-4567 is our phone number. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. 7:06 in the morning. Gosh, May the 6th. Good morning, Bad Bob.
Hey, good morning.
You're all cheerful today. What happened? Did you get some sleep?
Got some sleep over the weekend, did some yard work, and,
But, yeah, where you live, yard work's with a chainsaw, isn't it?
Actually, this was mostly weed whacking. And, of course, if you live in the hinterland where you've got a lot of stuff that can carry fire up to the house, be a good idea to get that defensible space right now.
It's going to be bad summer. It's going to be bad. The fires, but speaking of bad, but really is good, here's Linda.
Well, good morning, everyone. How are you doing on this Monday? Trying to stay chipper with the oh, gosh, we played in the Purple Heart golf tournament on Saturday.
And I should have gotten a Purple Heart after that one.
It was long, windy, but it was a lot of fun. It was really great.
Big success for the Purple Heart.
It really was. And speaking on those days, the days of history, I love this little segment before we get our Wells Fargo moment wrapped up here. Valentino Day. What does that mean to you?
Well, it's Rudolph Valentino, which probably explains why on Turner Classic Movies last night they were playing like three of his old big silent films.
Oh, well, wonderful. So, of course, Rudolph Valentino became a national phenomenon, star of unprecedented sensual attraction to women, starring in these memorable movies, The Little Big Person, 1918, The Delicious Little Devil, for which he earned $100 per week, Four Horsemen and the Apocalypse, in 1921, Blood and Sand in 1922, and his most famous, Sheik.
The Sheik. Sheik.
A Sheik of Araby. Is that
the
one?
No, that was it. No, okay. He played that. He was the greatest lover, and, you know, the women just swooned about him, and he died early.
It said that he also disliked Paramount Studios, where he was brought up through, saying he was dissatisfied with the photography management direction they did. They did not live up to what he would consider his artistic ambitions. However, by 1924, Valentino was the top 10 of box office stars. Monsieur Becker was released the same year. A year later, he was the top of the very top of the top box office. He was 31 years old when a perforated ulcer took his life. Tens of thousands came to view their screen idol, and movie studios closed during the funeral. On the anniversary of his death, of course, you will never forget the visual of this. The Lady in Black made her first of many annual appearances at his burial site. The mystery lady was never identified. Even in death, Rudolph Valentino was a superstar.
Well, always. And speaking of superstars, we're going to have our Market Minute with our Wells Fargo advisor.
And our golf buddy.
Kathy Lathrop Cummings.
Good morning, Linda and Carl. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 17 points at 14,956. The S&P 500 is positive 1 point at 1,615, and the NASDAQ is up 9 at 3,387. Active stocks today include Bank of America up 30 cents at $12.54, and Advanced Micro Devices up 8 cents at $3.68. Stocks of local interest, Tri-County's Bank is up 13 cents at $18.86, and Pepsi is down 47 cents at $82.36. Turning to the bond market, we are finding unchanged prices on the 30-year Treasury bond, keeping that yield at 2.95%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is down 42 cents at $95.19. Gold is up $1.80 at $1,466 even, and silver is down 10 cents at $23.91. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Hey, thank you, Kathy. We have the Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 710, 810, and 905 right here on KCNR. Visit them on Park Marina Drive right here in Reading, or give them a call at 530-243-7561. We're going to take a quick break here. We're going to come back. There's a lot of things to discuss. Oh, wait a minute. Let's just do the weather real quick before we
go. All right. Scattered showers today. If you've been smelling, barometric pressure, headache, scattered showers, temperature around 70. Looks like tonight's going to be around 53.
70. Yeah.
I kept wondering why there was this pressure in the air yesterday. It wasn't a fight. It wasn't because it was bad at golf. It's because I looked up in the sky and it was, you hear rumbling.
Yes, as a matter of fact, Linda, there is a special weather statement from the National Weather Service that's going to continue through today. Cool and unsettled weather, some thunderstorms around, and with the drying we've had, if we do have a lightning event, things could get out of hand very quickly. So fire agencies are gearing up for that, and we ask that residents just be a little extra fire safe, a little extra early this year.
Yeah, but hopefully these storms will hit and we'll kind of dampen things down.
Oh, we need that. We had a great tour on the Holiday Harbor Marina. We'll talk to you about that later, but anyway, so we need the lake full, obviously. And the weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Plan your weekend there this week with pizza night on Thursday night and wonderful music. Go up and see all the new things that they've been doing. Anselmo Vineyards. We got to take a break right now. We'll be right back. Good morning here this Monday. Make it a beautiful Monday. KCNR 1460.
The 65th Annual Reading Rodeo thunders into town May 15th through the 18th. It's 4 days of action-packed rodeo with three performances of the Wrangler Million Dollar Silver Tour Rodeo. Wednesday is family night. Thursday is jack-in-the-box night. Both nights, all grandstand seating is priced at general admission. And Friday is tough enough to wear pink night, sponsored by Pendleton Whiskey. Saturday night, it's the inaugural Wrangler Champions Challenge and Tri-County's Bank Night, as the top 10 in each event compete for a one-night $80,000 purse. Over 50 championships will be represented in this one night of rodeo. Tickets are on sale now for all events. For tickets, go online to readingrodeo.com or visit the rodeo box office at the Reading Rodeo Grounds Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Follow the Reading Rodeo on Facebook for up-to-date rodeo information and events. The Reading Rodeo Grounds roar to life for the annual Reading Rodeo.
Call the Rodeo Grounds for tickets at 241-8559.
There is no better word in the English language than the word free, and BNT Satellite wants you to get basic Dish Network satellite television packages free for the first 6 months of your new subscription. There's no questions, no muss, no fuss, just free Dish Network for the first 6 months of your new basic package subscription. You will not find another offer for cable or satellite service that will beat this offer, and it is only from our local provider, BNT Satellite. All you have to do is call BNT Satellite at 244-1988. That's 244-1988, and the first 6 months of your basic satellite subscription is free.
Throughout history, herbs have been used for healing the human condition. Since the days of Hippocrates, the father of modern medicine, who also was an herbal healer, plants have found their way into our homes and clinics around the world. Join me, Arundel Spindalelis, every Sunday from 1 to 2 on KCNR, as we discover an alternative way to bring you back to a better you. Our focus at NorCal Herbal Studies is educating the public on the historical applications of plants and the impact on your health.
Healing through nature, every Sunday from 1 to 2 p.m.
So, you own some land and you want to turn it into something useful. Well, when you need to dig it, level it, scrape it, fill it, till it, lift it, load it, move it, or anything else it, you need a tough, dependable tractor. Choose the most versatile tractor on the market, a Kubota tractor from your one-stop tractor shop, Team Power in Reading. Nothing beats the tough dependability of a Kubota. Built with Kubota standards of quality, versatility, and dependability. Powered by Kubota's legendary diesel engine, matched with quality attachments by Land Pride, the leader in landscape and agri-maintenance equipment, all available to make your tough jobs a whole lot easier. So whether you're digging post holes or tilling the ground, keep your equipment and your business running smooth and efficient with Kubota tractors and Land Pride attachments. Call Team Power for all your tractor and attachment needs. For sales, parts, and service, it's Team Power on Twin View Boulevard next to Phil's Propeller. Team Power, your locally owned and authorized Kubota and Land Pride parts, sales, and service dealer. Your one-stop tractor shop. Team Power, 226-9226.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's May the 6th, 7:15 in the morning. Carl and Linda Baugh here. Hey, unfortunately, we got a number one here in Shasta County.
A number one?
Yeah, well, we got it, and it's bad. It is bad. It is the, Shasta County leads the state in gunfire deaths. An average out of 100,000 people are used. If you look at the number of 100,000, we had 13.8 per 100,000. In California, it's 7.8.
For what?
For deaths by gunfire.
Oh.
Now, also chronic lower respiratory disease. We're leading the state on that. However, this one I look at is we have a lot of older people up here up in Shasta County. A lot of people come up here to retire. A lot of hospitals, we have a lot of retirement homes up here and assisted living homes. And so if you have that, I would say is it might have something to do with the fact that we do have a large aging population up here. Okay, the number of deaths we have by guns, over 100,000, over on this 13.8, is due to suicides. It's not due to people going out and shooting other people. In fact, that number is so low, they can't even use it as part of any equation. It's like 2.8 per 100,000. If you go over and you look at Oakland and these, that number is way up for the number of deaths. The number of deaths per, and you see in cities and all these with strict gun control, et cetera, are very high. And that's, the big cities, they got gangs and all that, which really doesn't have anything to do with what I was going to talk about. Is it guns or is it mental health problems? If it's suicide, obviously the problem is that we have, there's a mental health problem here. To say that guns don't cause suicides is true. I mean, a gun will not shoot you if you're just feeling bad. You got to pick it up. But however, guns availability will have something to do with it.
It's kind of like saying cars cause drunk driving.
Well,
in a way,
it is, and that is what I say. A gun does not kill somebody.
No, but it can stop a video shoot.
Guns don't kill anybody. The thing about it is that it's the mental health, and our mental health process that we've had around here has been going down, getting funded less and less and less through our public health. So, you have a lack of public mental health, you have very low economy, you have people that are drinking, you have people that have a high meth problem in here, and you start adding us all together and it becomes a cocktail. Now, what part does a gun play? Well, gun is, if somebody uses a gun, it's usually men, it's final. It's very rarely that they use it and it doesn't work. Drugs sometimes won't kill. Sometimes taking your car and driving it into a tree, these kind of things. But the suicide rate with guns of about 40 a year is high. So what do you do? There's three things you could do. There's four things. You could confiscate all the weapons, which is not going to work, nor should it. You shouldn't lose your weapons. Like as one of the people wrote, says, "Hey, you know what? We've had weapons in our family for well over 200 years. There hasn't been one suicide or one incident of violence toward other people outside wars. Those kind of things. We've never robbed anybody. Nobody in my family's ever killed each other or anything. Nobody's killed themselves. I mean, but somebody came back and said, well, that these laws wouldn't be for you. Well, yeah, it's either for everybody when you start trying to." To legislate weapons. It's for everybody. It's for the people who have never had a problem. It's the people that are trained. It's the people who have never had a traffic ticket. Unfortunately, those are the people that it ends up impacting on much more so than criminals. But we're talking about mental health here. There are, one of the problems or one of the concerns we have in the Marine Corps and in the military right now is the number of suicide deaths. Even with a lot of people being aware that suicide has risen in the military, even though it's lower than it is, the numbers are lower than they are on the outside, still it's risen. So a lot of training has gone into this. A lot of training has gone into identifying those people that may be suicidal. So the training can be done here in Shasta County, and it can be done easily. It can be done through TV shows. It can be done in the newspaper. If you notice this about a loved one, depression, extra, they're drinking more, they're using drugs, they're, you know, even the really big ones, they're giving away things. You have to ask that question. And this is, and we've had mental health specialists on our show numerous times talking about this. And the one question you ask is, are you planning on killing yourself? Are you thinking of killing yourself? It's a hard question, but I tell you, if they are, it wakes them up, and sometimes they'll answer you. Many times they'll answer you, yes, I'm thinking about it. At that point, there are areas available, hotlines, there's people, there's services. My brother, my sister, my best friend says he's thinking about killing himself. The other thing you can do, if you own a weapon, then you need to keep it safe. Do you need to buy a $25,000 safe to put it in? No. But you can lock it. There's, you know, when you buy a weapon, and these locks are out there, the sheriff gives them to you free that can lock up your pistol or your rifle or your shotgun. You need to do that. You need to keep your weapon safe. Shasta County, number one in the number of people killed by guns, is not the number one that we should be looking for. I'll be right back.
You know, don't tell my wife, but our granite countertops from Mistake Granite and Things are my favorite part of our home. I know as a man, it should be our awesome granite fire pit table that they created for our backyard, but our countertops are flawless. They even have this really cool, totally custom lighting. And with their amazing selection of pattern, finishes, and edging, it fit our kitchen seamlessly. Like I said, don't tell my wife. She thinks it was her idea to redo the kitchen. Estate Granite and Things, 241-7866 or 241-STONE.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
At Crown Motors, we know people want to feel good about buying a car. When Kathy and Glenn Streichner of Red Bluff recently bought a new Honda Civic, we asked them, how were you treated during the sale? And Kathy said, we didn't have a good experience. We had a great experience. We got the car we wanted and never once felt pressured. We'd recommend Crown to anyone. Feel good about buying your next car. Come to Crown Motors or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me every Thursday night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460 AM for On the Spot with Linda Bott. Find out what's hot and what's not. We talk about fun, film, fashion, food. Brought to you by Dandelion, Crackmaster, Mount Shasta Mall, Anselmo Vineyards, and Estate Granite. On the Spot, Thursday, 6 p.m. right here, KCNR 1460 AM.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott, 61 degrees out there, 7:25 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. That's right. They will meet or beat any tobacco prices in town and have the finest walk-in humidor in the state. And, of course, Espresso Joe's. Great coffee or ice drinks. Get your latte, your mochas, whatever. Right there at Tobacco and Brew. And veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. When we finished up on the last segment there was the big part is looking at your loved ones, looking at your friends, and being able to identify, you know, something's wrong with, you know, if they're going through certain times, you need to help them. You need to make sure that they can be helped, and you as a responsible gun owner need to keep your guns locked up. Need to put a chain on them or a lock or put them in a safe. That's just the bottom line on it.
Especially when there's all kinds of, one thing when you didn't have as much TV, news and internet access. You grew up and grandpa's gun could have been in the back of the truck. Could have been on top of his bureau nightstand, and that's just the way it was. Keep your mitts off it or you're gonna get knocked one. Yeah. You know. Now, because of all of the, coverage, it's more inquisitive. It's almost like, you know, kids who want to smoke a cigarette or they want to try alcohol or they do want to try drugs because it's the no factor. You want to touch it, feel it, see what it's like and go, oh, it's not. Well, that one time could be the one that kills you.
It can be. But again, it goes back to responsible gun ownership and not taking the guns away from people, but just having responsible gun owners. If it's tied to that, but that, you know, your number still is the number of people killed. Add on to that another two or three that were killed by policemen this past, over the last 3 years, and people killing somebody else in self-defense. You add that in, and perhaps that the numbers drop down. We're not going to get into that firearm debate today because we're going to bring on people later on this week.
Really like to discuss something. I know we have a few minutes left, but this is something that I think is pivotal in our culture. Are you teaching your children to be future leaders of America? Are you babying them? Are you coddling them? Do you know if you're coddling them? Are you trying to overcompensate perhaps when your folks may have been rough on you? What we're discovering as we have conversations with people out just in regular folk, and they are involved in situations where they're seeing, especially with young boys, that they are, afraid of everything. They don't, you know, the days of going out and scraping your knee and riding your bike and playing dodgeball and getting hit in the head with a baseball, because these things happen when you're a kid, are, can't do this, can't do that. And so we talked about, are you witnessing that in your family? Are you seeing that with your downline?
Are we raising our youth to be, more politically correct and to take less risk? You know, we've got a story in the paper today about a new board game about entrepreneurship. I think one of the things that's always bothered us and is when schools start taking away games of competition and, like dodgeball. Oh gosh, what if you get picked last? You know, and they're doing away with this kind of thing, or they're doing away with the idea that you can win and be number one where you have 1,000 valedictorians in a class. I mean, there's something wrong with that. But I guess the bottom line too is that we've gotten so politically correct that it has such an impact on our people. In Texas, a Texas high school team, their 4x100 yard high school team, they won their qualifying heat. They get into the state championships and they were disqualified. Why? Excessive celebration. You know what the excessive celebration was? As the runner who ran that last 100 very fast, when he finished and they won, he pointed his finger at the sky. He pointed his finger at the sky and was disqualified. The team was disqualified. Excessive celebration. No, this is, and people are just outraged.
What do you want, a blob?
Well, but what it says is that excessive celebration. Why? Because he pointed at the sky, you know, quote, pointed, you know, God helped me, you know, I'm here because of God, or whatever it was, but that was excessive celebration? That was excessive? Have we gotten to that point where if you point to the sky or you, that you are, can be, that your whole team and you can be disqualified from a school event? We'll be back after these messages.
From the Fox Business Network, it's a mixed market in early trading after stocks hit record highs last week. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow's down almost 30 points. Meanwhile, it's official. A team of private equity firms led by Bain Capital and Golden Gate Capital are buying BMC Software for nearly $7 billion. BMC's been under pressure from shareholder Elliott Management to find ways to boost its stock price, including through a potential sale. But under the terms of the agreement, BMC may solicit other proposals from third parties for a period of 30 calendar days. And the best places to spend your golden years may not be where you think. Tennessee came in at number one on Bankrate's top 10 list of best states to retire in. Coming in second, Louisiana, followed by South Dakota, Kentucky, and Mississippi to round out the top five. Besides the weather, Bankrate looks at cost of living, taxes, and crime rates as important factors for a good place to live for seniors. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and ProFlowers is offering an amazing last-minute deal. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. This incredible deal expires this Friday. Go to ProFlowers.com and use the secret code MOM62. 100 colorful blooms guaranteed to stay fresh for at least a week for only $19.99, plus a free glass vase. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code MOM62.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Carol thought she was just clumsy until a bad fall, leading to an MRI at MD Imaging, revealed a brain tumor that required immediate surgery. The radiologist's swift diagnosis saved Carol's life, and her husband and son, both physicians, knew she was in good hands. Carol credits MD Imaging for giving her many more years of gardening and fanatic grandmothering. Doctors choose us for their own care and that of their loved ones. MD Imaging, defining what's next.
Hi everyone, I'm Sherry Silk.
And I'm Danny Silk.
And we are so excited to be joining the weekend lineup at KCNR Community Talk Radio. We have a new show Sundays from noon to one. Danny, are you excited?
I'm excited. Living on Purpose is a brand new program. Our focus is to help build healthy families, relationships, marriages, parenting.
And we sure hope you join us.
It's Living on Purpose with Danny and Sherry Silk every Sunday from noon to one on AM 1460 KCNR.
Veterans of all eras in need of employment. Reading Veterans Resource Center has job development services for all veterans in need of employment. Need help finding a job, preparing a resume, helping with interview skills, or filling out an application? Call Reading Veterans Resource Center at 223-3211 or stop by at 280 Hempstead Drive in Reading. Again, all veterans in need of employment, call 223-3211.
As we join Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop, we find him with new recruits.
Bob is cool and Bob is swell. He didn't come out of a well.
So, do you have what it takes to be Mount Shasta Springwater?
Yes, sir. I'm pure and natural, sir.
And why are you here?
Because I don't want to be filtered, sir.
All right, drips, so drops. You've got what it takes, so be pure and make America proud.
Bob is cool and he's on top. He's by far the coolest drop. Yes, sir.
Mount Shasta Springwater. Pure and simple. Naturally the best.
And all American, too.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 7:34 in the morning, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Mount Shasta Spring Water. They've been providing great natural spring water to their customers in Northern California and Southern Oregon since 1988. They draw their spring water from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it is some of the best-tasting, purest water anywhere in the world. For more information, give them a call at 1-800-922-6227 or visit their website at myshastaspringwater.com. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Now, you grew up in the South, so you know, before we go to our next guest, that in your lifetime that you experienced the cicadas.
Oh, I did.
And it's not something that we know from Northern California. It's a different, it's like from the South to the East Coast.
Yeah. Well, South, East Coast.
North Carolina area.
Yeah. North Carolina. Well, you can get them in, I believe, in Kentucky. I think in Missouri too.
Well, they're out this year. After a 17-year break, the cicadas will be
17 or 7?
17.
Wow.
Said it's been a 17-year break. I remember while I was back in Nashville.
Millions of them.
They were there, but that was in the early 90s. That was 17 years ago. Oh my gosh.
They make this noise. They eat everything. They're all over everything. You drive down the road and you run over them.
You can hear, you can see them and you can hear them at nighttime. It's definitely a shift in the sound. Now I wonder, I have to look further investigate, because when the cicadas come out, you hear the tonal sound of that. I wonder how the animals, if there's certain kind of behavior that changes with animals, because they're not used to, I mean, there may be new, obviously, animals born, and that's their first experience of cicada.
Well, you know, the thing is, it was cicada, in that they come out, they eat, they breed, and then they go back into some kind of hibernation again. I don't think that they don't travel places.
They go underground.
They go underground and for years. Sometimes I've always heard it was 7 years. That every 7 years they show up, but I could be wrong.
Well, the headline says after a 17-year break.
Well, you know, in some places maybe it is. Yeah, I mean, I imagine it could be if you're further south or whatever. Anyway, cicadas. And yeah, if you're going up in the South, that and lightning bugs. Do you see lightning bugs around here? Bad Bob, you see lightning bugs?
Actually, we do have a species of glowworm. My wife pointed one out to me the other night. It was a little worm about half an inch long, and it was glowing.
And where did you see that?
This was out on a rock out at our house.
Okay.
I did not know. I've lived here my whole life. I did not know we had this species of critter around here.
I have not seen lightning bugs. Are they around here?
Lightning bugs, I don't believe
no,
so.
No, have you ever caught a lightning bug in a jar?
Oh, yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. Do you ever?
Never mind.
Okay. Should we Nature's go to LED.
Hey, let's go to our guest here, Paul Poling.
Good morning,
who is
Paul.
Good morning. He is representing the Sons in Retirement, SIRS. And you've got something big coming up here.
We do. Before I go on, I remember I used to sell garden chemicals, and fire ants was the big problem in the South. They bite.
Whoa.
They're a terrible, they're a terrible problem. They came into the United States in the 20s. And if you look at where they've gone to, they destroy crops. They eat through wood. They are a terrible problem. Mm-hmm. And they've been known to, been known to kill people, young or, you know, babies or older people that can't get away from the stings.
It's kind of almost like the bumblebees that could come. Well, if you have too many stings, it can be lethal.
Yeah, but those are, and the only thing that's keeping them from going further is the fact that they can't handle the cold weather.
Correct.
So like the African honeybee that you're talking about, or the attack bee there, they can only go up so far because of the weather. But that is a huge problem too. I mean, we have so many pests that are in this country that have just come in here that have a huge impact. Feral pigs in Texas. There's millions of feral pigs in Texas. And in California, farmers are charging $500 to shoot a feral pig.
I know. You like to watch Hooters and Pigs.
That's not the name of the show.
Oh, okay. We need to call one that.
I don't remember the word pigs being in it. Okay, let's get
anyway,
back to
let's get back to SIRS.
Anyway, retirement.
My name's Paul Poling, and I'm here this morning to talk about SIRS, which is Sons in Retirement, and our upcoming event, May 15th at the Elks Lodge. We're going to have the Club Cougar Jazz Band.
Mm.
If you've never seen the Club Cougar Jazz Band, they put on a show that will knock your socks off. I'd like to talk a couple of minutes about SIRS. We are a group of retired guys who want to enjoy our best years. That's what we call it as we get older, with guys of similar interest. We have people from all walks of life. We've got business people. We've got firemen. But they're all retired guys who want to get together and enjoy just meeting other retired people and talking. Our organization runs from Bakersfield to Mount Shasta. We don't go anywhere out of the state or to Southern California. The Redding branch started 27 years ago. And interestingly, our first big sir, who was retired 27 years ago, Dick Gray, is still a member. I mean, that shows you that we're a good club because you live to be a ripe old age if you're on it. We're not a service club, and that's the first thing you need to know. We don't do anything for anybody for any reason.
Except for yourselves.
Just ourselves.
Okay.
It's all about
It's all about me.
That's it.
We should join this. Chad Bob, let's just get everybody together. Let's join us because it's all about me. All right.
Yeah, you're almost retired, aren't you? You only work mornings.
Yeah, for about another 20 years. Yeah, I only work mornings. That's right, Paul.
Yeah.
I work mornings, then I work afternoons after the morning's gone, and then I work Saturdays and Sundays. And when it gets dark, I work then, too. I have a business here.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Our club is called Three Shastas, and we have a website. And our website is sir129, which is our branch number, .org.
Okay.
And
sirs129.org. Okay, we have to take a break here. We're over our numbers here. But when we come back, we need to talk about, you've got something big happening there. Okay, we'll be right back. We're with Paul Poling of SIRS, Linda and Carl Bad Bob. It is 7:42 in the morning, 61 degrees out there, and the chat pack is going for it. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us. Wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
You're listening to Fox News Radio. This is the 1 Minute News Service Channel.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. AM, and visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
Howdy, neighbor. What you got there?
Oh, just my oil from my Chevy and some weed killer from my shed. I figured the best way to get rid of it was to pour them down the storm drain.
But, Tom, the water we use has been recycled by nature ever since the earth was formed, and...
Come on, William. Give it to me in English.
Well, Tom, the improper disposal of household chemicals and engine oil can be harmful to our water. We're trying to protect the quality of our water, not harm it.
It's true. Poor landscape practices and improper disposal of household chemicals and motor oil can severely contaminate our waterways. To reduce pollution, use pesticides in the proper amounts, and always dispose of household waste properly. For more information on the disposal of certain household items, visit the City of Redding Solid Waste website at reddingsolidwaste.net. Remember, improper disposal of household chemicals and motor oil can severely contaminate our waterways. Visit the City of Redding Solid Waste website at reddingsolidwaste.net.
Everywhere around the world, the
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot, 7:45 in the morning, 605-4567. If you're interested, give us a call or hop in the chat room at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show is brought to you by Mike Huber and Estate Granite. Great work those guys do. You want to redo your whole kitchen, and I mean, so it changes the whole ambiance of your kitchen, bathroom. How about outside? You know, if you're thinking about granite outside in your barbecue area and tables and fire pits, he can do it. Here's the man, Mike Huber, Estate Granite. Give him a call at 530-241-7866, or just look up Estate Granite right here in Reading. 241-7866. Our guest is Paul Poling from SIRS, and y'all getting ready to have this big event with Club Cougar. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, the reason I'm here today is to invite your listeners to come to our May 15th meeting at the Reading Elks Lodge. We meet at 11 o'clock, and we're going to have the jazz band from Foothill High School, Club Cougars, what they're called. The cost for this is $13 each for the meeting and lunch, which is catered by San Francisco Deli. If you've never seen the kids perform from Club Cougar, you're in for a treat. These kids will knock your socks off, and we hear so much about the trouble kids cause nowadays and everything else. This is a group of kids that just are amazing, and they put a lot of time and effort into making a great show. And we're fortunate enough that we can have them come and speak with us or sing with us. We have a phone number for you to call if you'd like tickets.
Yeah, this is a great group. And these kids are really, really, really talented. And they're going to come over and entertain for you all that day on May 15th, which right. is, what, a week from this Wednesday?
Yeah, it starts at 11 o'clock, and it'll be over by 1, and you'll have lunch and a great time.
How do they get tickets here?
They get tickets by calling either Dick Reynolds at 221-1651 or Paul Poling at 243-9341. Okay. Again, I'll repeat the numbers.
Yeah, go on.
Dick is 221-1651. Paul is 243-9341. If you want to go, you need to put your call in no later than noon on Monday so we can tell the caterer how many lunches we're going to have. And, excuse me, he's going to do a chicken, roasted chicken. And if you've ever had anything from San Francisco Deli, you don't get anything bad. They do a good job with the lunch. To see the show, and for $13, you just can't beat it. And this is, we have two events a year, which ladies are invited. So even though it's a bunch of old geezers, we've got, two events a year, this being one that the ladies are invited. So
this is the time to go.
This is the time to go.
And that way you can, ladies, you can find out, here's the thing. You've got all these guys together, sons in retirement. Your husband is retired, in the last year, and he is bugging you to death. He's following you around the house. He's helping you. He's giving directions, you know, because he's been in business or military or something. So you're walking around the house. You're trying to do flowers. I think you should do this way. The flowers. I think you could just, well, do you want to do that? No, you're doing that. And then he just bothers you. He just bothers you to the point that you're thinking, I'm going to take that stick and beat him. And then you think, no, what can I do? How can I get rid of him every so often? Send him to SIRS. Am I right, Paul?
You're absolutely right.
There you go.
And not only do we have our monthly meeting, but we have an 18-hole golf group.
There you go.
We have a 9-hole golf group for the guys that are real hackers.
Sit down, put your feet up, watch what you want to on the TV, Duck Dynasty or Oprah, one of the two. Get rid of him. Send him to SIRS. What's that phone number one more time?
221-1651 and 243-9341.
Give him a call.
And we need a few good men.
There you go. Not women. Well, here's your chance, ladies. You know what? You've wanted to do this. I know.
Okay, let's get back to Club Cougar.
No, okay.
Yeah, but I've had friends that have played in Club Cougar and, kids that have, you know, have been singers in Club Cougar. Later on in life, you see them a professional. It's like, they say it's like a pro show. Later on in life are doing some theater and Club Cougar is a really big thing on their resume. It's a wonderful show. Everybody that performs in it as well as play in it love it. There's a lot of work entailed. And so we as a community do need to come and support Club Cougar.
Thank you, Linda.
Okay.
We've also given them a couple of tickets. So if you've never met Carl and Linda, they're a treat and, they're going to come and be our guests. And so I would love for you to come. You could meet them. You can find out what, SIRS is all about.
SIRS is your wife getting rid of you for at least one day a month, right?
No, we almost every Wednesday.
Every Wednesday, there's something going on. Think about this, ladies. All right. Brenda, are you listening? Okay. Paul Pauling, thanks a lot. It's going to be great next Wednesday. We've given the phone numbers out. It's going to be Club Cougar's going to be there, but I'll have a great time. Thank you very much, and thank you to SIRS.
And thank you for letting us come give our spiel, and hope we get a lot of people come.
Can we have our dog back now? Okay, we'll be right back after these messages.
So, you own some land and you want to turn it into something useful. Well, when you need to dig it, level it, scrape it, fill it, till it, lift it, load it, move it, or anything else it, you need a tough, dependable tractor. Choose the most versatile tractor on the market, a Kubota tractor from your one-stop tractor shop, Team Power in Redding. Nothing beats the tough dependability of a Kubota. Built with Kubota standards of quality, versatility, and dependability. Powered by Kubota's legendary diesel engine, matched with quality attachments by Land Pride, the leader in landscape and agri-maintenance equipment, all available to make your tough jobs a whole lot easier. So whether you're digging post holes or tilling the ground, keep your equipment and your business running smooth and efficient with Kubota tractors and Land Pride attachments. Call Team Power for all your tractor and attachment needs. For sales, parts, and service, it's Team Power on Twin View Boulevard next to Phil's Propeller. Team Power, your locally owned and authorized Kubota and Land Pride parts, sales, and service dealer. Your one-stop tractor shop. Team Power, 226-9226.
All right.
You're simply irresistible.
We rock.
Well, Bob, you are irresistible.
Oh, pure and simple.
Naturally the best.
We're Mount Shasta Springwater.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Redding, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Hi,
I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Am I doing it right?
No, you look like you should have what are those things called? Accordion.
You do the horse thing.
Under your armpits. No, yeah. It's almost like he would take, he would skip. I mean, you have to admit that that was a whole phenomenon.
Wait a minute. I wasn't doing the pony ring?
No.
No? Okay.
Like you'd be like a pretend go-go dancer.
Here, I'll just.
From the 60s.
I'll just go on back to this. This portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Competitive prices, senior and veteran discounts, locally owned, family operated. Over 4,000 happy customers in Shasta and Tehama County. Give them a call, 530-365-3793. 365-3793. Shasta Gas Propane. That wore me out, dancing like that. Who is this guy and how did this become such a phenomenon? No, don't even know.
Power of YouTube.
It was actually quite controversial. Let's just get into it now. I know you've got some other things that, you know, your fingers are burning to talk about. So, we'll talk about him one day and I'll give you a whole little history on, the artist of that particular Gangnam Style.
Is this one of those?
No.
Okay. Yeah, do you remember those Bad Bob back from the disco days when you'd hear those in discos? Did you ever go to disco?
I tried to sleep through the entire disco era, thank you.
Is that right? I lost 1967 somewhere. I'm not sure where. Tomorrow night will be the Turtle Bay question. McConnell Foundation is presenting to the public and to the city council tomorrow evening at 6 p.m. during a regular city council meeting. The proposition to buy the property out there where Turtle Bay is so they can build a hotel and own the property. Right now, the property is leased, and if you were listening last Thursday, you heard both Randall Hempling, who is a member of the Board of Trustees for Turtle Bay, and Kurt Starman, who, of course, is the city manager, talk about this offer. It was brand new, but they both brought out a lot of things. The bottom line is, the fair appraisal on the property. McConnell Foundation is paying for it. You go, oh, they're paying for it. Well, there's nothing wrong with them paying for it because the city can choose the appraiser of their choice. McConnell's going to get an appraiser, and the city gets an appraiser. The city can, you know what, frankly, probably maybe ought to get one from not in the area and, get the best one they can find. The two appraisers get together and they're within 15%. Then that's what the appraisal is. If they're outside 15%, then you bring in a third appraiser, again paid for by the buyer, who brings in and then tries to put both groups together with a third appraisal. Now, already there's consternation about saying we're not selling anything that was given to the people of Reading. And I'm looking at waiting to hear what the proposition is. You know why people are upset about this. Let's just wait, my friends. Let's wait. Let's wait and see what the proposition is. Kurt Starman said, I don't see selling riverfront property. Well, maybe you don't have to sell riverfront property to be able to build a hotel that's going to bring in hundreds of thousands of dollars a year, provides a service, it gives us another destination, area that people can come down off the freeway and check it out. They've checked it out with they've talked to the other experts in hotels and lodging around here and found out that this is not going to have a dramatic impact on them. So what I'm saying is tomorrow, and we'll talk a little bit about it tomorrow morning, is be there tomorrow night and try and have as open a mind as you possibly can when you listen to the presentation. Just listen to the presentation and see what it is. If it isn't good, then okay, make up your mind. Don't let people binge into this. That's why we had both of them on at the same time, from the city and from the Board of Trustees. All right, we'll be back after the news. And we've got Enjoy Magazine here that's going to tell us, as we have in the first Monday of each month, tell us what's going on in the county and what's going on in the North State. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebott, KCNR, 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. He was a friend of Jokhar Tsarnaev, who may have tried to help the Boston Marathon bombing suspect afterward. And today he's due back in court. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso has more live.
19-year-old Robel Filippo is a former UMass student and friend of Jokhar Tsarnaev, accused of lying to the feds multiple times as they investigated the Boston bombings. He'll be in court for a detention hearing. Federal prosecutors and Filippo's attorneys are asking the judge for house arrest on $100,000 bond. This as officials also try to figure out where to bury Tamerlan Tsarnaev, who was killed during a shootout with police. No Massachusetts cemetery wants him, Dave.
Jeff, the House is getting ready to hold another hearing into the deadly attack on the U.S. consulate in Libya. That's going to be on Wednesday.
When Hillary Clinton said, what difference does it make? It makes a big difference.
Republican Daryl Issa on the former Secretary of State's comments on the initial blame being put on a video protest. Also, a State Department employee plans to tell that hearing that Clinton tried to leave the Counterterrorism Bureau out of the response the night of the attack. The State Department's reply is from the former coordinator of that bureau, who says it's simply not true. What turned a girls' night out a disaster Saturday night when a limo caught fire on a San Francisco Bay Bridge?
We have no idea what actually happened yet. Everything is still under investigation.
Amelia Jack with California Highway Patrol. Five women died, including a newlywed bride, celebrating with her friends. Four people survived. Two are in critical condition. The driver of the limo says that he first misunderstood what one of the passengers in the back was saying when she complained about smelling smoke. The miseducation of Lauryn Hill apparently includes what not to do with the IRS. The Grammy Award-winning singer pleaded guilty to not paying taxes on nearly $2 million in income, and today Lauryn Hill will be sentenced in federal court in New Jersey. This is Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedPTT3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3. You pushed to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
The off-road just got roomier. The new John Deere Gator XUV 825i S4 has a convertible rear seat so you can fit four easily. In the battle of Gator versus asphalt, now you've got backup. Stop by your John Deere dealer and own the off-road.
Visit Valley Truck and Tractor at any of our 9 North Valley locations today, or find us on the web at valleytruckandtractor.com or myjohndeeredealer.com.
An anti-Syrian regime group says 42 Syrian soldiers were killed in Israel's airstrikes, targeting sophisticated missiles Israelis claim were bound for Hezbollah. Israeli missile defense is on standby for any possible retaliation. Meanwhile, in the investigation into chemical weapons use in the civil war in Syria, a lead UN investigator, Carla Del Ponte, tells Swiss TV SRI they have info rebels have used nerve gas in attacks, and
we have no indication at all that the government, Syria, the authority of the Syria government have used chemical weapons.
Now, there has been U.S. intelligence and other intelligence around the world that the regime was involved in the use of chemical weapons. The NRA rallied over the weekend, tens of thousands of supporters at a big convention in Houston.
There is nothing the president will not do to get something
through Congress to destroy our Second Amendment.
NRA Executive Vice President Wayne LaPierre. Vice President Biden is keeping up his push for new laws.
Vice President Biden, who led the administration's response to the Newtown atrocity, meets with groups identified as part of the faith community this afternoon to discuss a new push on gun control. Over the weekend, the vice president placed an editorial in the Houston Chronicle calling for passage of expanded background checks. In the op-ed, he says, "We will not be deterred by one setback." He refers to the Senate defeat of the measure last month as a turning point. At the White House, Mike Makowicz, Fox News Radio.
The Dow crossed 15,000 on Friday, then slipped back down, and it's down again today, about 26 points, 14,947. Somebody doesn't like Justin Bieber. During that concert last night in Dubai, a fan ran on stage and tried to jump Bieber, but security guards were able to tackle him, spilling into Bieber and then tipping over a piano. Justin Bieber got away and strolled off stage, and after a small break, he came back and performed and appeared unharmed. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
He's still trying to do Gangland style.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebaugh. 8:05 in the morning.
There you go. James has
and
got
we have
rhythm.
The Enjoy. We have our buddies from Enjoy Magazine here. We'll be getting to them soon. We do have a pecking order here. Okay. Yeah, phone lines here 530-605-4567 and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And as we do every morning about this time, we're going to go to our Market Minute with our Wells Fargo advisor, Kathy Lathrop Cummings.
Good morning, Carl and Linda. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 25 points this morning at 14,948. The S&P 500 is up fractionally at 1,614, and the NASDAQ is positive 5 points at 3,384. Active stocks today include Bank of America up 31 cents at $12.55 and Ford Motor Company up 22 cents at $14.06. Stocks of local interest, North Valley Bank is down 18 cents at $17.23 and Pacific Gas and Electric is down 21 cents at $47.04. Turning to the bond market, we find lowered prices this morning, which has brought the 10-year Treasury yield to 1.75%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is down 28 cents at $95.33. Gold is up $2.70 at $1,466.90. And silver is down 9 cents at $23.92. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Hey, Kathy, thank you very much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on with our Market Minute, Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10. At 9:05 right here on KCNR. Give them a call at 530-243-7561 because they are the experts in the market. They follow the market. If you've got questions about that, about a jungle out there they call Wall Street, give them a call again at 243-7561 or drop by Park Marina Drive where their offices are. Okay, let's go to Elizabeth. Elizabeth, good morning. You're live on KCNR.
Good morning. I'm live as opposed to not live.
Well, you know what? I like to say that because people will say, am I on? Well, you're always on. Elizabeth, how did you figure out, because I had to leave, how are they going to handle the Utah prairie dog situation in Cedar City, Utah?
You know, well, I actually believe because the Pacific Legal Foundation has taken that case that they are going to find a great solution. The Pacific Legal Foundation is a very heavy hitter, and they only take cases they're pretty sure they can win.
Yeah.
And well, they take cases that set precedent.
Well, I tell you what, the story was this guy calls about Cedar City, Utah. They're just Cedar City prairie dogs. They're not like regular prairie dogs. They are destroying the city.
They have
undermined the airport so you can't land there. They have taken out sewers, houses. They carry bubonic plague.
They've destroyed their golf course.
And their golf course is when you hit the ball and if it doesn't go into a hole, it's considered a win. And then when they try to transplant them, the little beggars won't go.
Well, and the people that are involved, the citizens of that community have formed an organization called PETPO, which is People for the Ethical Treatment of Property Owners, and not to be confused with PETA, but they have been trying to get a permit to take a deceased prairie dog, maybe deceased through natural means or whatever, and obtain DNA from that dead prairie dog so that they can run a DNA test on it to determine that it is not, in fact, an endangered species. And they can't even get a permit to do that from U.S. Wildlife Service.
So you mean if one of those things are found dead on the road and you, are they all, like, I mean, are they identifiable? Is there like a little mark of Satan on their foreheads that you can tell who they are?
Problem is, they're really cute.
Well, you know what? Cute.
They run around all over the place.
Yeah, well, and they have bubonic plague.
Yeah.
That's good. Okay, yeah. Anybody wants to hear that show, and you need to hear this show, because
yeah,
it was things that we're saying, you think you're just making that up. The governor, they had a big soiree. There was a funeral for somebody very important. The governor would not land his plane at their airport because it's too dangerous.
It was too dangerous because of all the damage done to the runway by the prairie dogs.
By the prairie dogs, who they can't shoot, poison, or
remove.
Otherwise,
even
you can't even, if you flip them off, you could probably get arrested. Is that it? If you say rude things
using
to them.
Using the middle finger will get you a $10,000 fine.
Okay, thanks. Okay, Elizabeth, okay, you got something going tonight, obviously.
Well, tonight at the Reading Tea Party, we are going to be talking about Agenda 21 with Mr. Chris Street, who is a co-host of a show on KCNR. And we're also going to be revisiting the issue of the state of Jefferson. So those are two pretty good topics for tonight.
Chris Street is on with Paul Preston, not every day, but of course we have Agenda 21 on Monday through Friday from 10 to 9.
Right.
And it's a, they go national. They don't, they're, and how it comes back and affects you locally. But Chris Street is a nationally known author, columnist for a variety of organizations, anywhere from the Wall Street Journal to, he's been on Huffington Post. So, I mean, that tells
coming,
you.
Yeah. He's coming to the Reading Tea Party tonight. He, in person, and we meet at 2570 South Bonneview Road, 6 o'clock, the Destiny Fellowship Church.
Okay. Hey, Elizabeth, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And good luck with the, prairie dogs there.
Have a great week.
We're going to take a break here. Bye. Good to hear your voice, Elizabeth, and I'm sure everybody is looking forward to tonight. And the rest of our show today, we are going to be talking to the folks from Enjoy Magazine, Brenda Ball and James Mazzotta. It's a brand new issue, and of course, the new Enjoy store in Red Bluff has opened up. So, it looks like you've got a lot of stuff, and the issues just keep getting bigger and better. And when we get back, let's talk about it. Okay, guys?
Yes, ma'am.
Sounds good. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Kenny, my wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us, wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
As we join Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop, we find him with new recruits.
Bob is cool and Bob is swell. He didn't come out of a well.
So, do you have what it takes to be Mount Shasta Springwater?
Yes, sir. I'm pure and natural, sir.
And why are you here?
Because I don't want to be filtered, sir.
All right, Drips, so Drops, you've got what it takes. So be pure and make America proud.
Bob is cool and he's on top. He's by far the coolest drop. Yes, sir.
Mount Shasta Springwater, pure and simple, naturally the best.
And all American, too.
Slot tournaments are fun. Give it a try and play in our weekly slot tournaments here at Wind River Casino. The simple slot tournament strategy is to play fast, stay focused, and have fun. Slot tournaments are Wednesdays at noon and Fridays at 6 p.m. Every first Wednesday, $250 cash is added to the prize pool. And every fourth Friday, $1,000 cash is added to the prize pool. Plus $5 free slot play for all and prize drawings. Walk away a winner. For entry fee and details, log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Wind River Casino is offering a fabulous Mother's Day brunch on Sunday, May 12th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., including a carving station with prime rib and pork loin, omelet station, freshly prepared waffles with an assortment of toppings, along with Dungeness crab legs and an array of delicious desserts. Relax and enjoy your valued time with family. Adults $24.95, children 5 to 12 years $7.95, kids under 4 eat free. Reservations required. Call 1-800-280-UWIN. Log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Alexandra Russo, and my husband, Dr. Dan Russo, as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. We believe health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m. or listen on the web at KCNR1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State, 8:15 in the morning.
I love that music.
Currently 61 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. Scattered showers today with temperature, well, actually 40%. Chance of scattered showers. Looks like we're going to have a high of 70 and scattered showers this evening with temperatures around 53 degrees. The weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
That's right. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's, great coffee, great lattes, but they also have a lot really good cold drinks up there made by the Buddy's Dust. They will meet or beat any tobacco prices in town when you walk next door, and the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Tobacco and Brew, discounts for veterans always. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
All right, let's get down to the good juice of what's going on in the North State, and it is the May issue of Enjoy. You see two people playing feetsies. And it's called Here Comes the Sun. All right, so Wanda, let's begin with you. You've got something queued up, or James queued up, of what you want to talk about as far as...
No, this is freestyle, girlfriend.
Freestyle, okay. So how about History Revealed?
Well, this story is about the Shasta Courthouse Museum and the Litch General Merchandise Store, and that's in Old Shasta. And I don't know if you've ever been there, but it is a pretty awesome place. The store has lots and lots of great history in it, and it looks like a store from, you know, the early 1900s. And
nice one, Rhonda. The early 1900s. We're trying to figure out a specific date. But,
so this is a really great story about some great history in Old Shasta.
There's some really cool stuff around
there
here.
There really is.
I mean, when you think about all the things, I mean, we get to write about them. It's amazing just the little treasures that we have. And, you know, it's I want so badly for people that are traveling up and down the I-5 corridor, going to the coast and doing their things, to be able to see all these places, because it's really a phenomenal place.
They are. They're beautiful. Well, and it's just like 5 minutes off.
I know. Mm-hmm.
There's wonderful history about Old Shasta. At one time, that was the seat of Reading.
Right, right.
And what's really cool is this guy, George Arbro, who worked at the Shasta Courthouse until it moved to Reading, and according to Frost, was the ultimate he was the ultimate hoarder.
Mm-hmm.
He saved all he could find from the Shasta site in his own barn. And when the state acquired the property in 48, he donated records, furniture, and artifacts to the museum effort. These are the things that you're going to see that are really historic.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We love that.
Yeah.
And the fact that
hoarders have a purpose.
We were just up there walking around because of the Mother's Day thing.
Well, oh, yeah. there's Mother's Day, May 12th, uh-huh. And our good friend Rayola has been very, very involved with reopening some trails that where the miners and several people camped while they were doing opening Shasta Dam. Mm-hmm. So we had a chance to see some of that as well. And if, when you go May 12th, you'll see that as well.
It is interesting to think about the history, too, because from what I've read, Redding wasn't really the hot spot.
No.
Redding was like the... Poverty Flats. There you go, my friend.
Yeah.
It was like the low level.
Old Shasta.
Where it was happening.
Our radio station is based out of Old Shasta.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So, yeah, the stuff that's the in there is from the late 1800s to the early 1900s.
You have a store. It's officially opened. I've heard somebody in passing, I can't remember where, talking about, Red Bluff, the new store. Oh, I know, my good friend Kelly. We were talking about that the other day, and she said, it's right off of Main Street. It's the best location, and I understand that there's a wine bar and tastings and everything in the back. Well, what's happening? You guys have kicked off. Tell us what's happened so far.
Yeah, I mean, something that we've been working on for quite some time, and this is kind of our first go at it. We have opened an Enjoy store in Red Bluff, and I have to be very clear that this is a franchised store. So we have been working diligently to put together as a organization and a company opportunities for people that are very interested and passionate about, you know, what has been developed and kind of what we do, to be able to take that into other communities and replicate it with our support via the store or even potentially the magazine. So that's what we've been working towards. And so this was our first go, and it is a franchise store owned by Kate and Brandon Grissom, who live in Red Bluff, and they're a very well-connected husband and wife. So they bought the building at 615 Main Street. It's a 110-year-old building. It's three stories. It's really great. It actually has a basement with, you know, you can't go in them, but they've got the tunnels. I guess there are underground tunnels under the city in Red Bluff. And
old mining cities.
And there was an area that used to be the crematorium in the basement, too, for the city.
I think they put... There's tunnels in a lot of old cities, so that they did to, go from businesses to businesses that they can move booze, but they can move all different types of things without having to be out on the streets.
And Chinese would be responsible for building a lot of the tunnels, like up in Trinity County. Mm-hmm. Transport. Hey, we're going to have to take a break. When we come back, we've got James. I know, it seems like every 10 minutes. And we're talking about the new Enjoy store in Red Bluff. When we come back, maybe you can answer the question. Are there different items in the Red Bluff store as opposed to the store that's here in Redding? We'll find out when we get back after these messages. KCNR 1460.
The home of good health in Redding for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Redding community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Redding.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 Community Talk Radio for the North State. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning there, Sun Gold. It is 8:25 in the morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crown Motors, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership. Serving Redding and the surrounding areas, Redding Crown Motors serves all of the North State. Your neighbors making great deals for you. They've got everything you could possibly want in either new or previously owned cars, trucks, or SUVs, and their service department is second to none. Drop by 555 Cypress Avenue. You can't miss them. Or give them a call at 530-223-2177. Redding Crown Motors.
One of the questions that we had before we took a break was with Rhonda Ball and James Mazzotta regarding you got me totally completely.
Okay, which one of you had your phone still on?
Okay, no.
Oh, no, it couldn't be producer.
Are there different items in the Red Bluff store as opposed to, because you've got two locations now, Red Bluff and, of course, Redding. Different items in Red Bluff?
They do. They actually have some products that we don't carry. Not necessarily, that wasn't the plan. It is even though it's a franchise, it's a sister store within the same area as our store. So technically, our store carries what we consider, it's called local regional products. So it's in the area, the products come within the area that we write about in the magazine.
So do you have a coffee or a wine bar in the back where tasting is?
They are working towards providing coffee and an area to sit. So that's coming. But currently we have an actual wine bar and it pours, right now, Cedar Crest wines. So you can come in and buy or sample. By the glass, by the bottle, flights, of their selected wines. We're working towards fully, developing the bar into local regional beers and wines. So they are our first and they're in there through their license and they have, they man the bar and take care of that. And you can get some really great local cheeses and things like that there. So, you know, you can come in and shop and have a little drinky poo. And relax, yeah. And they also have shoes that we don't have. And
shoes?
Yes.
I'm so there. Shoes? You mean like girl shoes?
Uh-huh. Fun.
Like flip-flop shoes?
That's through one of our good friends, Lindsay, and we did a story on her called, and her business is called Soul Love, and we allowed her on the premise because of her giving back contribution to the community. So, a large percentage of the sales of the shoes go to support their community. And so there's a little shoe boutique.
The shoes aren't made here.
No.
Are they flip-flops, though, or are
no.
they shoes, like in boxes where you try them on?
Yes.
Wow.
And they have beautiful women's sandals.
Yeah, I'm just kind of
And they've got some great men's shoes. I just bought a pair.
Wow.
Somebody in the chat room just said, I need to get to the Enjoy store and get my jalapeno
Beer brittle.
Ugh.
Joy Lynn's jalapeno beer brittle is our number one selling product in the store.
Well, we're going to be going to taking a suitcase full of some stuff to our kids in Albuquerque here coming up. So it's always nice to bring stuff local. We like to bring back peppers, chili peppers and all that. Mm-hmm. Now, Rhonda, you just worked on Fiddler on the Roof.
Oh, my gosh, what an experience. I had never done anything like that. I was the props mistress. So I took care of a lot of the props. And
mistress
I worked,
being the key word.
I worked backstage, and I was at every single performance. And oh my goodness.
Did you run around like, say for instance, I know.
Oh yeah.
Somebody may exit stage left and are supposed to, you know, you preset and you think, oh my gosh, they went on stage right, left on stage right, backstage, and they left what they thought they were supposed to leave on stage left. So you're running around like, oh my cue, my cue.
I was up and down the stairs probably 500 times. So it's amazing that I didn't lose 50 pounds. And sweating, and it was so much fun. But really, the actors and actresses were so professional.
Amazing.
And they were a great
group. Great reviews to the show, though.
Great group of people.
Oh, how could it not be great reviews? And Bob, just before we even started today, not knowing that you guys were going to be in here today, said they saw Fiddler on the Roof this week. He said it was amazing.
It was so amazing.
I saw it opening night. And I kept telling everybody, if it never got any better, and opening night, usually you'll think, you know, you'll hear an orchestra
the little
stretch.
Or,
no, it was just
so
fabulous.
Yeah.
So you
Nobody
were the stage mistress, is that what you were?
I worked backstage, and I made sure the props were there. And
she's also a thespian now. So
and I made a lot of the props. So,
Mistress thespian?
Yeah. But what a great group of people. It was so much fun.
Well, good. When we come back, let's tie up. Thank you so much, because it takes a team in order to do a local theater.
People forget we do a lot in the community besides just the magazine.
Well, you know, you all do it. You know, talking about the, you know, the movies in the park. I mean, just, you know, enjoy.
Which is coming.
Is much more.
Yeah,
it is coming.
That.
Enjoy is much more than the magazine. Yeah. You know, the store, now you're franchising things out. And not only that, but I understand that you're starting to dance professionally in the Gangnam Style. What is that? but you couldn't show us today because
Gangman.
There was a reason today. Did you hurt your ankle or something?
Yes,
you were dancing the other day.
Something fell on my ankle.
Something fell on your ankle. Okay.
Probably
your partner.
When we come back, I'd love to hear about one of the articles called The Pied Piper.
Oh, okay.
And that guy. Uh-huh. Well, who is that guy? Because I know Chico isn't that far away, and I know that's an interesting article as well. So let's take a break. When we come back, can we talk about that?
Yes, ma'am.
Love
yes.
to. Right. KCNR 1460.
Fox News Radio, I'm Paul Stevens. The FBI saying a possible terror attack was thwarted with the Friday arrest of a Western Minnesota man, 24-year-old Buford Rogers, a search turning up explosives and firearms. Israel prepping its defenses after launching attacks in Syria.
Officials say Israel was targeting advanced Iranian weapons that they feared were heading to their enemy, Lebanon's Hezbollah, when they carried out strikes in Syria over the weekend.
Fox Radio's Emily Wither in Jerusalem. The deaths of five women being investigated in California. They died Saturday night when a limousine they were in burst into flames on a bridge.
The coroner says all five of the victims were found huddled near the partition that separates the driver from the passenger area. And local reports say that the victims complained of smelling smoke before the car eventually pulled over.
Fox's Claudia Cowan in San Francisco. Four other women were injured. Fox News. We report. You decide.
This is retired Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy at NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. NFI has purchased over 20,000 rounds of ammunition for our students to use while training for their CCW. Just because you can't find ammunition doesn't mean you can't apply for your CCW at NorCal Firearms Instruction. Come see us at Sportsman's Warehouse, visit us online at norcalfi.com, or call us at 999-1822. Now is the time. This is Ted Leidy reminding you that it's not the loss of freedom, it's a loss of liberty to be worried about.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. AM, and visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
Often people say, once it's wrecked, it's never the same.
Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Is this true? Well, it depends on who repairs your vehicle. Some examples of our repairs that made vehicles better than new are a brand new 4x4 truck that pulled hard to the side. The dealer could do nothing because the frame did not match factory blueprints. A new sports car with steering pull. The dealer changed the alignment, then the tires, and then the tires and wheels. Nothing helped because the unibody was manufactured out of spec. A new pickup that sagged on one side. The dealer changed the springs, but that didn't change anything because the frame had a twist. A new luxury sedan with a 2-foot crack in the paint on the hood because the paint was too brittle. As you can see, we made these vehicles better than new. Imagine what our collision repair specialists can do for your car. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. 63 degrees out there, 8:35 in the morning. A little rain today, I think. Phone lines here, 605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. You know, my guys down there, great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors, discounts for veterans and the military. Man's last stronghold. Good people down there, and you just enjoy yourself. You and I just to listen into the conversation. Cypress Square Barbershop, what a barbershop should be. Right off Athens Avenue.
Well, one of the things that we, by the way, if you're just tuning in, welcome back to KCNR 1460. It's Monday morning, and our favorite first Monday of every month is our
enjoy
guest.
Time.
Excuse me, enjoy time with James Mazzotta and Rhonda Ball. Yeah, we're all like hitting our legs. Hey, wake up. I'm here.
It was a long weekend.
But one of the, May is just like gonna, May is gonna be in an amp time, you know, with the rodeo and all
I'm
the
just telling
bookings.
People that if they want this great issue, they better get up and move. Last month we were out by the six.
Well, you know what? You know what's so good because it's out and people can't find them? We've been selling them for $5 a month. We go around, we've gathered up maybe 25 and we sell that. Kind of, you know, it helps with the, you know, in the final, you know, end of it. So we sell them for $5 a piece. You can come here though, and if you'd like, we'll even fake James and Rhonda's autographs on them.
No, and the beautiful thing is they are free. But before we took our break, we were talking about a guy that's called the Pied Piper, and this is just, for instance, an interesting story about a guy who has developed his own instrument and his own style. And you know, you guys cover so many wonderful artists of all genres, and it's interesting when you hear about, you know, players that are in the area that are different inspirational stories, mm-hmm. photography. Rhonda, what would you say of this issue? I know you were really working. It's hard. I don't know how people do local theater because you're so amped afterwards and you come and you like to focus on stuff. But what would you say for you stood out in your May issue?
Well, I like all the stories. It's kind of like,
all my children are fabulous.
I know. That's how it is, really.
I really like the Mount Shasta, the climbing Mount Shasta story that Jim Dyer did. And, it just has some great tips if it's something that you're planning on doing. I love that. I would never do it myself because it's just not my cup of tea. But for people that are interested in doing it, usually May and June are typically the best months mm-hmm. to go. And I thought that was kind of interesting.
And I just assumed that it really was. I mean, I didn't really think about it, but, you know, a hard climb up.
and the really easy coming down, sliding on your butt. But the story goes on to tell you that, you know, it's not that simple.
No.
It's you've got to know kind of what you're doing.
Yeah.
Because
the beginning part is an experience Jim had on his first climb, and he was really scared. And
he went to go slide down. I don't remember what it's called, but it's a funny name.
Yeah.
And the snow was still too iced and couldn't stop. And he went, like, there was a 1,000-foot drop, and he turned over onto his belly, and there's another braking system with your axe, I guess, that you use, but he got it under control. But he said, you know, he knew that this probably could be the end. So, you know, you have to
imagine when you go off a 1,000-foot drop there, as you go off the side, you're going, you know, you're thinking, should I just kind of like maybe try and free fall this?
Do I
land
this
on my back? Should I just go straight in? And then just how fast are you going? At 1,000 feet, it's like 100-something miles.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Another great story that I really liked was a story about this guy. His name is Ruben, and he is a barber in Red Bluff. He's 21, and he does some pretty intricate designs on hair with
clippers. It's avant-garde, like head shaving.
Yes.
With clippers to artistry in the head.
And it's pretty amazing. He did he was in a contest.
Barber's contest in LA.
Yeah, in LA. And, he did a portrait of Al Pacino on somebody's head.
One
45 minutes.
And took second place.
Yeah.
A complete unknown, not part of the industry, first attempt, no knowledge of what the judges were looking for, and took a second place. It was one of those things where it was like, you know, where did this person come from?
Uh-huh. Well, you know, you'll see some movies where it looks like somebody's been tattooed on their head. But really, it's just been a interesting, almost like a what do you want to call
tribal.
It? Like a maze, a maze on a tribal, exactly. Mm-hmm. And from according to your pictures, when you pick up your newest edition of Enjoy, you'll see some of his work, and it's pretty fascinating. Was great to find him.
Young and hip, and I mean, I just love the layout of the article and everything. And he just seems like he's a super cool young guy that's very talented. And he says in the article that he can't draw a straight line on a piece of paper.
Wow.
But
now, what's your big your May Mother's Day specialty that you've got going on at the store this year?
Well, I know we talked about the store, and then we got a chat on the chat saying they were getting their beer brittle. They got it down there at Sierra Nevada.
The jalapeno. She said it's wonderful.
So kind of to tie this all together, because we're talking about the store again, is that the jalapeno brittle and the regular, they are beer brittles made with Sierra Nevada Pale Ale. And they're made by a chocolatier company in Paradise called Joy Lynn. And what's interesting is we also, so that tied me to this other story in the magazine real quickly. That is on page 56, which is called Curds and Whey, Alderson's Farms and Sierra Nevada Cheese Company. It's a really great article about a couple farmers that have gone back to traditional grass grazing with their milking cattle. Super cool, but they produce the milk that's used now in the Sierra Nevada cheeses. So Sierra Nevada also has its hands in all kinds of things, from obviously now beer brittles and all that kind of stuff, which we all carry those in the store. But speaking of the store, you were asking about our Mother's Day. We usually at every holiday try to put something together that people can just order and then pick up a day or two before. So we have one of our lovely gift crates, and it is a Mother's Day crate, and it comes with a package of 2 English Lady scone mix, so you can make your mother some scones. It also comes with Mary Lake Thompson all-natural lavender honey. It comes with a plantable lavender plant so that she can get out in the garden that day and plant something beautiful. And a lavender chocolate heart sucker. And then she also gets 2 large lavender and chocolate truffles. So all
beautiful.
You have to do is call the store.
In a crate.
You know, and in one of our Phillips Brothers Mills hand-done crates, which are made by the oldest operational steam-driven sawmill in the country.
I love when you put these things together. Okay, we're going to have to take a break. We'll come back. Let's talk more. Enjoy the store. KCNR 1460.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
The 65th Annual Reading Rodeo thunders into town May 15th through the 18th. It's 4 days of action-packed rodeo with three performances of the Wrangler Million Dollar Silver Tour Rodeo. Wednesday is family night. Thursday is jack-in-the-box night. Both nights, all grandstand seating is priced at general admission. And Friday is tough enough to wear pink night, sponsored by Pendleton Whiskey. Saturday night, it's the inaugural Wrangler Champions Challenge and Tri-County's Bank Night, as the top 10 in each event compete for a one-night $80,000 purse. Over 50 championships will be represented in this one night of rodeo. Tickets are on sale now for all events. For tickets, go online to ReadingRodeo.com or visit the rodeo box office at the Reading Rodeo Grounds Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Follow the Reading Rodeo on Facebook for up-to-date rodeo information and events. The Reading Rodeo Grounds roar to life for the annual Reading Rodeo. Call the Rodeo Grounds for tickets at 241-8559.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
Sweetie, my hands are full. Can you get him?
Yep.
And I still want to hear about your day.
Oh, today was nuts. Back-to-back meetings. Wish I could have got home earlier. How was yours? Were you able to close that deal?
Kind of doubt it. I called him Will, and his name is Steve.
Ooh, that's a bummer.
Everyone's busy. Fortunately, there's a fitness club that gets it. Anytime Fitness, the club for busy people.
Find Anytime Fitness next to Holiday Market in West Reading and join for a dollar on May 7th through the 9th.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. This portion of the show is brought by Orchard Nutrition, in-store deli, largest selection of natural food supplements and health and beauty products. And, of course, they are nutrition experts at Orchard Nutrition. 221 Locust Street right here in Reading. Or give them a call at 244-9141. We started juicing today because, for a lot of reasons, we are juicing because we have a couple of shows now, new shows on our, on Saturday and Sunday that just have convinced me is that, you know what, you need to kind of like clean your system out on a real regular basis. Okay. Our guests are.
See my face.
Speaking of cleaning your system out, James Posada and beauty, Rhonda Ball from Enjoy Magazine.
Oh my gosh.
Was that clear enough?
I don't know. I'm not sure how to take that, but anyway, we'll take it.
I know how.
Anyway, we have Enjoy the Magazine here, of course, and all the great articles that's in it. We've talked about the stores, a new one opening, of course.
Open.
And it's open right in Red Bluff, and it may not be the only stores you see here.
No, it might not.
You're gonna, because, you know, they are so successful.
I want to talk about movies in the park.
Let's do that.
Because it's starting. We have a small half-page ad in this month's issue, just getting everybody warmed up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, no, let's find out about what's playing and where.
I'm used to a triple-page spread with a fold-out.
Fold-out, yeah. So what's playing and where?
Well, I can't tell you what's playing because it's against the kind of licensing. So that's why you see all of the things that we do are fairly generic, and that's the number one question I get is, like, well, why don't you advertise the movies? We can't. We can't with our licensing agreements. However, you can go to our website and you can start waiting. Some of the posters are going to start going up shortly.
Okay.
But if you go to www.enjoymoviesinthepark.com, the whole season is listed there with the movies, and you can actually, there's maps to the locations. There are parental suggestion websites clickable, and there are movie trailers and all that kind of stuff. But we have a good season this year. It's a month shorter, but we're picking up some Saturdays, and we're going down into Red Bluff to support our new store. So it's June, July, and August. June will be at Caldwell Park. July will be at Anderson River Park. And August will be at the Civic Center Lawn. And those are very traditional places for us. Reason why we skipped September this year is because the fact that it start actually in the evenings it starts getting cold. School is back in. Football season has started. And it really kind of messes with people's schedules, and they have a hard time getting to it. So we're just going to keep it shorter, and then we're going to add an additional month's worth of movies down to our neighbor in Red Bluff.
What time do you usually start the movies, especially in the summer months when it's light outside?
Dusk.
So dusk. So it'd be 8:30.
And everybody asks. Yeah.
In June. June it's 9:00 as it gets later in the summer.
The movie starts when we call it dusk when it's.
And it's Friday. Friday night? So you have the weekend. Good.
When it gets dark enough. But it can be as long as, it can be as late as 9:15 when at the peak hours. Yeah. So there's plenty of time. And, you know, by then it starts to cool off. You know, people are worried about the.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
And these are films you don't have to worry about. Taking your kids to.
Again, it's up to the responsibility of the parent, but we try to create a good family mix of movies. We have things, we don't show anything over PG-13, and we have movies that are in there that are G-rated. So you just have to find appropriate films. And again, there is a parental, if you look at the movie online, there is a clickable, it's called Common Sense, and it's designed for families and showing. Yeah.
So have you ever showed Jaws?
We have not yet.
Oh, that would be
That's where one. I saw it at in Sacramento at a drive-in.
Oh, my gosh.
Never forget that in
Linda,
my life.
Linda has never been in a drive-in since. and it's difficult getting her into the water past her toes.
Well, saw Mary Poppins, saw, you know, as a kid. But then in the 70s, when Jaws first came out, I waited in with a girlfriend in her 240Z. And we were
turned out not to be big enough.
She was playing guitar. We're waiting in line like Bradshaw Road, where they have those five big jumbo screens. And we saw Jaws, and
that movie scared
lots of people.
Scared a lot of people.
Yeah, okay. And I won't go in the ocean.
We're gonna take a quick break and come back, and we're gonna finish up with James and Rhonda on this month's issue of Enjoy the Magazine.
You're listening to KCNR 1460.
At Crown Motors, we know people want to feel good about buying a car. When Kathy and Glenn Streichner of Red Bluff recently bought a new Honda Civic, we asked them, "How were you treated during the sale?" And Kathy said, "We didn't have a good experience. We had a great experience. We got the car we wanted and never once felt pressured. We'd recommend Crown to anyone." Feel good about buying your next car. Come to Crown Motors or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Well, Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
There is no better word in the English language than the word free, and BNT Satellite wants you to get basic Dish Network satellite television packages free for the first 6 months of your new subscription. There's no questions, no muss, no fuss, just free Dish Network for the first 6 months of your new basic package subscription. You will not find another offer for cable or satellite service that will beat this offer, and it is only from our local provider, BNT Satellite. All you have to do is call BNT Satellite at 244-1988. That's 244-1988. And the first 6 months of your basic satellite subscription is free.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234 and we'll be there for you.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory.
beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most, which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day and services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, I won't back down.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda had to run. She's got another business appointment here, but I am here with you to the end.
We're with you, Captain.
And, well, you know, of course, James Masada and Rhonda Ball.
She abandoned ship.
Enjoy the magazine. Enjoy the store. Enjoy the experience. Yeah, they'll be with me until it's man the lifeboats, and then they're gone. Mm-hmm. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. My friends, it's getting hot. And they are the ones to come in and take a look at your, air conditioner, your cooler, installation repairs, emergency calls, routine maintenance. We know these guys. They've come out and they've done work on our place, on Bad Bob's place, and they are great. Check them out at homecomfort.org or give them a call at 221-2642, Alliance Heating and Air. Tomorrow we have Dr. Payush Dhanuka is on. And where he can talk about, we've been talking about the medical side. He's chief of staff up there at Shasta Regional. He talks about America. This is a man who loves America. And he talks about our rights and liberties that we just kind of assume is ours. But he comes from another country where it's not. Tomorrow he wants to talk about the Second Amendment. And perhaps this is a good time to talk about that with the latest in out on the front page and everything.
I think that would be great. Sometimes I get embarrassed with the fact that we have to listen to him. People that come from other countries that appreciate what we have as values and rights, and we just totally don't even think about them.
You know what? this man has been on our show, several times, but we've had others. We've had the Rasus who've also got a show on it, but meeting them and from Romania and how political refugees from Romania. Alexandria is. Mm-hmm. And to listen to how much they love this country, mm-hmm. how they value the freedoms of this country. Mm-hmm. And we take it for granted and we don't appreciate it. And for them, when they come from countries where you don't have that.
Yeah.
Where democracy, he says, yeah, a democracy is not like our democracy.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Well, then they take advantage of the fact too, so many people get all upset because, they get ahead when they're here. But here's the deal. The American dream still works. And guess what? It's new to them, and they work hard, and they get it.
You nailed it, because they believe in the American dream. Yeah. One of them said, this is the shining city. It's still the shining city. But they also are fearful. They're watching things happen as the city's getting a little tarnished here, mm-hmm. as the rights and be able to prosper kind of like taken away a little bit at a time.
Yeah.
Okay, that's enough of that. Let's talk about something really happy. Enjoy the magazine. Enjoy the store. Enjoy the experience.
Just enjoy it.
What do you got, Ryan?
Everything. We have a great story about Going Local, which is a new little place that opened off of, it's on Beltline, where I think the place was Mary's Restaurant?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. But anyway, this is a great, little story. The people, Christine and Bob Mitchell, are the owners, and they opened up a place for people to bring their artwork and where people can go and sing. And they do some really great giving back to the community. They have a day where people come in and they put together Ziploc baggies full of non-perishable items.
Necessities.
And
toiletries,
personal items. Yeah. And so people that go there can pick them up and then bring them to somebody who they might see on the street that might need them. My son goes there and plays music. It's a great place for him to go and, an outlet for him. They keep it nice and clean. There's no alcohol or drugs allowed. And, so it's a good place for kids. And
I think they're developing it eventually to expand it into kind of like a coffee bar, but it's also really kind of a, not necessarily just youth oriented.
It's not,
but a community center is what they're developing it into.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yep. So that's a really neat story, and I've been there several times to watch my son play.
And he's really good. Also, we have a great story that's called Healing Horses, which is on page 33, and it's called Exodus Farms and Anderson Opens Its Doors to Troubled Youth. And this is kind of a marrying of, you know, Wild Trouble Horses with Wild Trouble Youth. And it's a faith-based organization that's kind of brought together with, and the story talks about a woman that gets involved, you know, and opens up their ranch to this program. And, just a really great story about, you know, the school, local schools, the counselors and principals or whatever find these children to send to this camp where they just need that mm-hmm. little extra something. And then they find, you know, these horses and create these incredible relationships.
Mm-hmm. Well, also is they're using horses in the, Wounded Warriors.
Mm, yeah.
Yes. Them with post-traumatic stress. That uh-huh. There's something about a horse, that can be very soothing, very relaxable. Maybe the rhythmic movement when you're mm-hmm. riding.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have a horse at our ranch. Her name is Lena. She's the sweetest horse in the world. And last night I brushed her and stuff, but she totally has this incredible personality. And, you know, she just pushes me up against the gate and rests her head on my shoulder and lets me scratch yeah. her. And you just get this really, like, connected feeling because she knows what you're feeling.
I'm thinking animals like, you know, elk killer. I pick her up and just, she'll kind of like lay on my chest and it makes me feel good.
Uh-huh.
You know, I don't know if she likes it, but I like it a lot. And I give her a cookie afterwards so she won't, you know, fight me next time. So I know I'm bribing my own dog to sit, you know, for me to pick up.
Love me.
Well, you know what? You all have done so much for our community and the North State. With your, you know, with Enjoy the Magazine, the store, you know, just everything you all do to help our community. I can't, you know, I don't know if you get thanked enough, but I want to thank you publicly
well,
for the things that you guys do.
And we do get thanked and we do appreciate the people's, nice feedback because that's.
And other feedback too, not, mm-hmm. yeah.
Well, we all need the other feedback too.
Yes.
As long as it doesn't start off with a descriptive, something descriptive of me and it's a hyphenated word. Yeah. I mean, you know, I can, usually after that I don't pay too much attention, but anyway. So expanding even more, we only got like maybe 40 seconds left
yeah.
here. So
yep.
keep expanding mm-hmm. like you're doing because it's, you've got a great product. That's for sure.
I appreciate
really
it.
We love it.
And thanks for having us on.
Yes,
this is
thank
one of our,
you.
Our highlights.
Yes.
Well, it's a highlight for us too. Starts
thank
off
you, Bob.
The month good.
Yeah.
Mr. Bob, our producer.
Just remember, my friends, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you? Stand my ground.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Busted up a terror plot in Minnesota. They've just released details. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper has this live.
A search of a mobile home in Montvideo, Minnesota, about 130 miles west of Minneapolis, has turned up Molotov cocktails, suspected pipe bombs, and guns. The FBI believes it was to be used in a terror attack and will only say that their discovery potentially saved the lives of several local residents. In custody is 24-year-old Buford Rogers, who is charged with one count of being a felon in possession of a firearm. Lisa?
Jennifer, so far the family of accused terrorist Tamerlan Tsarnaev has nowhere to bring his body. Cemeteries in Massachusetts turning them away, prompting a private move to help the family get the accused bomber's body out of the U.S.
Let this come to an end.
Community activist William Brault setting up a fund for body transfer donations and urging federal officials to step in.
When a situation gets sticky, nobody's around.
Interrupted by...